T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Murph, coming up in just a moment, but we owe you the tailgate trivia, the Topps tailgate trivia question. So, Jeremy, you've got that.
Yes. First caller to what number?
221-4947.
Okay, get the number ready. This Baltimore staple is named after a passenger ship that plied the waters of the Chesapeake Bay in the early 1900s. Used in many seafood dishes, crab dishes as well, chiefly for crab and shrimp. It contains a blend of herbs and spices, celery salt, and paprika primarily. A Baltimore staple. First correct answer wins.
$50 gift card, courtesy of Topps Friendly Markets. Rush to the Topps Red Zone today for winning savings. 221-4947.
You can definitely buy this seasoning at Topps as well, with this gift card, I'm sure. You know what it is?
Titanic?
No, it's not Titanic.
Okay, that's might be the only. I think that's the only passenger ship I know. So it's probably doesn't end well, I guess. I'm right. Yeah. Statue of limitations. I can joke about Titanic, right? Okay. I have no idea.
Okay. That's not that much of a surprise. You haven't really tried many foods.
I've heard of paprika, though.
Or seasonings, right?
No, I haven't. Thank you. I look forward to your Christmas gift of seasonings again. On our West, so give the trivia a call. Joe is going to take the first correct caller again, 221-4947. On the Western Hotline, Mr. John Murphy, he and Eric and Sal will bring you the Bills game Sunday, 1 o'clock here on WGR. Mr. Murphy, it is Football Friday. How you doing?
Well, can I try the trivia?
No.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
You can't give the correct answer.
We already got a correct answer, right, Joe? I mean, somebody already called.
He just started answering the calls.
It's not even that hard.
He got the answer already? All right, Murph, go ahead.
Old Bay.
That's right.
Old Bay?
Old Bay seasoning.
Old Bay.
Yep.
Yep.
So there was I'd never heard of that. The ship or the spice. All right.
I think I've got some in the cupboard right over there.
Well played, Murph. You don't get the certificate, but you have my undying affection. So listen, Baltimore, let's just talk, I guess, about injuries there for another week. The injuries are one of the big stories for the Bills, defensively and offensively going into this game.
Yeah. And you know, the guys who have returned to practice on a limited basis, maybe I'm just being overly optimistic, but I'm hoping that they get, for instance, Mitch Morse back in this game and Jordan Poyer back in this game. Those two in particular, I think they're two critical players for the Bills on both the offense and the defense. But the injury list is long again, and, you know, they're going to be shorthanded again. You know, Micah Hyde is going to be out. Christian Benford is going to be out. I don't know what's going on with Gabe Davis, who did not practice yesterday after getting limited work in on Wednesday. So we go right up almost to kickoff time before you know who's going to be playing for the Bills these days.
Let me stay on offense first. If Gabe Davis can't play, what's the impact there in terms of the passing offense, regardless of what the weather might be on Sunday? What would the impact be of not having Davis?
Well, it matters. I mean, I think he obviously, Stephon Diggs is the prime receiver for the Bills. Gabe Davis is number two, so somebody else would have to slide in there. You know, I think it might be, as we saw a couple of weeks ago, another opportunity for Khalil Shakir to get a chance to play. I do believe this guy has something to offer the Bills, and maybe he gets another chance to demonstrate that. It wouldn't be a crippling blow if Gabe Davis can't go, but certainly he's a number two receiver, and he makes plays. There's no question about that.
And I brought it up, Murph, because I think if you break down this matchup, right, and you look at this game, the Bills' passing offense against the secondary, the pass defense, and specifically the secondary, has not exactly been that good for the Ravens in the first three games. In fact, they've statistically the worst in the league. They've had some issues. They've given up some big plays. So that's why I was curious about Davis, because you'd like to believe the Bills' offense, passing game, should be able to make plays against that secondary.
Yeah, you would hope so if the weather cooperates. And, yeah they're dead last in terms of pass defense. And the Bills are very good in terms of passing offense. That's their strength. I would also, even though I don't want them to get away from what makes them good, which is the pass, I'd like to see the Bills run the ball a little more effectively starting this week, you know, and that's an area where Mitch Morse can help, I think. I think they need better play up front on the offensive line. They need to be healthy on the offensive line. But I think just a little bit balance out of the offensive attack, run versus pass, would be very beneficial to the Bills this week.
Okay, a two-parter on that then. Would you like to see more carries per game for Singletary? And what are your thoughts on maybe giving a little more usage? You know, we talk about James Cook a lot in the passing game, but what about trying to see what he could do as a running back?
I think the number of carries is fine. It's just the productivity is lacking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they I know they're a passing offense. I love the fact they're a passing offense, but they need to establish some kind of a balance just to get games under control a little bit. And I don't think they need to run more often. I just think they need to run more effectively, both Singletary and Cook and Zach Moss, for that matter. I don't think anybody's been shorted carries. I mean, Singletary had a big role to play last Sunday, got most of his yards through the air, but I think they're trying to run enough. They're just not doing it well, and that's where I think they would benefit from really a solid improvement in running the football, and I think it's mostly because of what happens up front. The offensive line, I think, is their biggest issue.
Murph, let's flip it around now. Let's talk about the Bills' defense, because there still are injuries in the secondary. You still have a couple guys up front. Phillips is probably not playing. Oliver was limited yesterday. So let's talk, and then I'll get into Lamar Jackson and the Bills' defense against him, but let's talk about the possible impact and what might happen in the secondary. Are we going to see Xavier Rhodes? Are we going to see Jamarcus Ingram? What might happen on, hopefully Poyer gets back. What do you think?
Well, again, like you, I'm hoping Poyer is back. He's only been limited in practice. And, again, maybe it's overly optimistic, but I'm hoping that he's ready to play. Yeah, I mean, they could play Rhodes, right? Just signs off the street. He's got 10 years in the league. He knows how to play. And he might be a better option than some of the young guys who were forced into action the other day, Sunday in Miami. So, yeah, I think you could definitely see Rhodes play. Benford's loss is not a terrible loss, but it's meaningful because he is a starter. I think it means more time for others, and I think Rhodes could benefit from that. You know, just signed to the roster. I anticipate he'll be activated tomorrow, and you'll probably see some playing time on Sunday against the Ravens.
So Lamar Jackson, he's having a hell of a year. Murphy is obviously the biggest key in terms of the Bills' defense and what to do against him. But then we were talking about this earlier. If you look at he's played three games against the Bills, two starts, the game here in 2019 and then the playoff game following the 2020 regular season. And in both games, Murph, the Bills did a good job defensively against Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah, but he's a different player now. And, you know, I'm not a big Lamar Jackson fan, but I'd love to see players get better. You know what I mean? I'd love to see when a guy comes in as a draft pick and that's who he is. And most of the time, I really do think it is most of the time, guys don't improve that dramatically. Josh Allen did. And I think Lamar Jackson has, he's a much better passer than he was even 2 years ago when mm-hmm. the Bills beat them in the playoffs. He's just a better passer. He's a little bit bigger than he has been, you know, and I think he still has the wheels. He can still run. He made an incredible run just last week against the Patriots. I think, I think he's a better player, and I love the fact that he got better, and obviously he put work into it. I admit I like the fact that he is betting on himself and didn't sign a contract. He's going to play out his contract. He doesn't have an agent, which is kind of cool. You know, he's going to do it without an agent. So even though I've never been a big fan and never been that appreciative of his talents, even when he was MVP in 2019, I think he's a better player. There are comparisons now this week and different news media, like, well, he's playing at his MVP level. Well, he might be playing better than he did, at least through 3 weeks, better than he did back in 2019. So I like that. I like the fact that you can see a guy get better in a league where most guys come in as almost finished products when they're drafted.
When you look at it's interesting, Murph, like when we think about Baltimore in recent years, we think about a punishing running game and an incredibly strong defense. This year, their defense is struggling, and their offense is being driven by Lamar Jackson and the passing game. So when you look at that passing offense, when you've watched the Ravens games on tape, is the first guy to stop Mark Andrews? You know, Duvernay's a speed guy. He doesn't get a ton of targets. Bateman's had some big plays. How would you assess their passing offense?
Yeah, it's varied. You know, I do think Duvernay is the biggest threat because of his speed, and he's also a pretty excellent return guy. But Bateman has had big plays, as you said. Lamar Jackson can seem to find him. Mark Andrews is good. I don't think he's exceptionally talented, but he's a big target and has good hands, and I think he can do some damage. You know, maybe the most interesting guy on the offense that I see in Baltimore is actually the fullback, Patrick Ricard. Now, he's not going to win a game for you, but he's just an outlier. You know, he's a 300-pound fullback. Whoever heard of that? But he moves so well and does a lot of different things, blocking, pass receiving. He can run the ball, too. They're just kind of a varied offense, and they do a lot of different things, and I think that makes them a very interesting team. I mean, they are, as everybody knows, the highest-scoring team in the NFL through three games. So, that, you know, there's a long way to go. But I think they've demonstrated that, you know, they can do a lot of different things. I've always was a fan when he was here, including I got to know Greg Roman a little bit when he was here. But I've always been a fan of his. And I think he's a guy who, you know, you give him a roster and he said, okay, we can do this with this roster. Now he's got a different roster. He can do that with that roster. You know what I mean? He's adaptable to the talent on hand. And I think he's a very good coach. And I think we're seeing it through the first 3 weeks this year.
Have a good call. And we'll break it all down with you Monday morning.
Okay, great. Thank you, Art.
All right, John, thank you. John's appearance here on Football Friday brought to you by Northwest. Oh, by the way, we will have our coverage beginning at 7. I should tell you that first. Breakfast with the Bills. Game day at 8. Countdown to kickoff at 10. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff, followed by the postgame show and the overtime show. And one other thing before I tell you who Murph was brought to you by. It's going to be wet Sunday. The remnants of Ian are going to be hitting Baltimore. They have rain in the forecast for Saturday. Heavy rain possible Saturday, not as heavy Sunday. Patrick Hammer is going to have details on this at 11:30 with Sal and Joe, by the way, from Channel 2. Light to moderate rain at kickoff and probably through the game. 10 to 20 mile an hour winds, gusting to 30, temperature around 60. So not a monsoon, but plenty of rain coming on Sunday. Murph segment brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. By Sullivan's Brewing Company, from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for working men and women. Joe, we got a winner, right, by the way? I'm supposed to congratulate our winner.
On Old Bay Seasoning?
Yes. Remember her first
Leanne,
name?
Leanne Ling.
All right, Leanne, congratulations. You get the $50 gift card, courtesy of Topps Friendly Markets. Rush to the Topps Red Zone today for winning savings. Okay,
I was thinking about some Old Bay smoked chicken wings for the game on Sunday.
Okay, I don't even know what Old Bay tastes like, so...
Celery, salt, and paprika.
Okay, so that's not too crazy hot, right?
No, that's not hot at all.
Good. Well, I didn't know if paprika had... Doesn't paprika have any kick to it?
No.
No? It's not a hotter spice?
Have you ever had have you ever had paprika? Should I even ask?
He definitely has had paprika.
I just don't remember. Yeah.
You don't know when you've had it.
It's in a lot of foods that you might not necessarily know it's in there.
Yeah. I'm not the cook in the house, sad to say. My wife doesn't like to cook, but when she does, she's the cook that uses spices and stuff. I keep it extremely basic, so I'm sure we've had stuff with paprika on it, but I just didn't know if that had any extra kick to it or not. Obviously, celery salt wouldn't throw you off, but I don't know. Paprika sounds like it should be a hot spice.
I put paprika in my scrambled eggs.
Okay.
It's delicious.
I'll take your
There's no kick, though.
Yeah, no kick. All right, that's fine. Right.
You'll be fine.
So you know what? Put them on your wings. Then it's fine to put them on the wings. No crab cakes?
It'll be good. I think those Old Bay wings, they sound very good.
No crab cakes on Sunday? As an homage?
No.
To Baltimore?
The pit beef?
Oh, that's right. Sean told you about the pit
beef. No. Crab cakes doesn't exactly seem like a fun tailgate food. Is that wrong?
Why? Because it's like heavy or it's not heavy.
It's not too heavy. Just, you could have like a,
you know, if you know, we're gonna have people over and watch a game. Wings, pizza, burgers.
Well, I thought you were thematically you were looking for themes of the team the city they were playing.
Well, that's the Old Bay seasoning. It's Baltimore.
Yeah. I know, but Baltimore to me, I just think crab cakes more than anything else.
No, I know. I don't want to eat crab cakes.
I like crab cakes.
I don't want to eat crab cakes.
Like, would you put a plate of crab cakes next to the plate of chicken wing dip? Like, that seems like any sort of tailgate food. I get this.
Yeah.
All right.
And, You know, it's also the kind of thing, where would you get crab cakes? Would you order crab cakes in Baltimore? Yes.
Yes.
Would you order crab cakes
I have
in
ordered
town?
Them. I have ordered them here, yeah.
Sure, maybe at like a really, really nice restaurant.
Yeah.
So what caliber of crab cake can I make?
Microwavable ones from the freezer right. section at your supermarket.
That seems like a bad idea. I don't want to be dabbling there.
You do have a responsibility to the people who are at your tailgate party, I guess.
Yeah.
To make sure they're happy with your food selections.
It is going to be beautiful for the game here. It's too bad the game
good.
Is not here on
good,
Sunday.
Good. We have a nice weekend, right? Tomorrow's
yeah,
supposed to be okay,
we have like
too,
a nice week set up. And as you read that forecast, you know what game it sounds like? It sounds like last year's Houston game.
Houston.
60s and rain throughout.
Right.
It wasn't miserable. And the Bills that day scored 40.
40.
So that's good news.
Not monsoony, but wet.
No.
It also, isn't that what the last time they were in Baltimore was?
Somebody was texting about that. Somebody tweeted about that. The 2018 game that was the blowout, did that turn out to be a messy, rainy game? Somebody tweeted that they were standing in standing water in the at the game that day.
So that maybe was almost even too wet.
All right.
For what they're going to get on Sunday.
I don't remember. I was too engrossed in how the game was going and how well it was going and Nathan Peterman, I think, at the time. But yes, apparently this is could be kind of like that. All right, 803-0550 to join us. Hey, we are doing the Football Friday thing. We got lines open on we've been talking about Tua. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. There's a tweet from Albert Breer. And there's a screenshot, an image, actually, of part of the test that doctors use to assess NFL players. There's going to be something I'm going to read from that. You're not going to be happy with the NFL. If you were already angry, this is just going to make you angrier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.